Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. As members of the body of Christ, we should beware of
fostering a dependence upon us in others. In other words, getting them to look to us, to trust us instead of the Word of God. Listen, every human being on the earth has access to God's Word. So we have no excuse, and we are individually responsible to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Recently, I had the privilege of leading actually dozens upon dozens of young men in their teens, late teens, and early 20s, 30s, 40s, especially the younger guys I'm referring to here, to Christ. They repented and began a walk with Jesus. And so we talk about a lot of things, a lot of discipleship and foundation was laid after they got saved. And one of the things I'd point out is, using the most obvious false prophet in America, it would always come up about Joel Osteen, because everybody knows who he is. And so I would share with them that he is not preaching the original gospel. Therefore, for that reason alone, he's a false prophet. And we would talk about the New Age doctrines that he teaches and compare them to scripture. And I would teach him Acts 17, 10 and 11 on how to discern, and how the Berean believers, who were called more noble by the Lord, took Paul's words, his message, and compared it, searched the scriptures daily to see whether or not those things were true or false. And so Acts 17, 10 and 11. So I anchored him in that truth and told them, or encouraged them, never to believe any man at his word, beginning with me also, myself. And you didn't get saved by man. Only the Lord Jesus bled for you on that cross, was buried and raised again from the dead, and only He saved you, and He will keep you. And your fellowship, first and foremost, is with Him. So don't ever be misled or buy into a program, a church program, or a minister's program to come up under His headship. You must be under Christ headship. Although we are to submit to elders, it's in a submitted one to another fashion, Ephesians 5:21. Anyway, so I would come out and tell them, listen, I'm not saying it's a sin. I don't determine what sin is anyway. Only he that is holy, holy, holy does, and that's no man. And I'd say, listen, it's not a sin necessarily to watch Joel Osteen, but you've got to go in with your eyes open and comparing him, like any other person, any other mere man like myself or anyone, to the Word of God. Compare his doctrine, study to show yourself approved unto God. Now, I could have easily said, don't listen to Joel Osteen. Wait a minute. What happens then? Well, what happens then is that now they have to become dependent on me. First of all, what do I matter? What does my input matter? And who am I to try to control their life? I didn't save them. I didn't die to save them. Christ did. And they're His sheep, and they're to follow Him, and no other. They are to follow no other. John 10. And so instead of fostering them to become dependent on me, which totally quenches the grace of God and creates a Nicolaitan relationship where one person rules over the other. The leader brings another sheep under his authority unjustly and in a usurping fashion. Nicolaitan leadership, we speak about two chapters, part one and two, the deeds and doctrines of the Nicolaitans in the book Deceivers and False Prophets Among Us. It's thoroughly addressed and has set a lot of people free. The truth of it, the Word of God, Deceivers and False Prophets Among Us is one of the books that we have. It's available on Amazon and also safeguardyoursoul.com. So anyway, we've got to be careful not to foster a dependency relationship where people have to call us or email us to find out if this or that person is true or false. In fact, I get emails every day, probably averaging several a day, about such and such a teacher or leader, or and we can't possibly and don't even have time to try to track down and study everything everybody out there is teaching. In fact, they just keep mutating and multiplying. The wolves in particular I'm talking about, because they have students and then they rise up and start their own ministries. And anyway, so if we teach people each other, we teach each other to discern and to be exercised in discernment by reason of use of the Word of God. That's what a mature believer does. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through 14. I want you to write that down and go study that and pour over it, pray over it. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14. Talks about maturity being measured by those who, by reason of use, have their even a census exercise to discern both good and evil, so that they don't need to call you or me. They could see what somebody's teaching and determine whether or not it's true or false by what the Word of God says, because they're studying to show themselves approved unto God. See, they're studying the definite article of the Word of God, and that's the way we can discern and rightly divide between that which is of God and that which is not. That's the only way. So instead of us becoming the determining factor, let's let God do that. Let's lead people to get their own nose, their own eyes in the Word of God, and get a life in the Word of God themselves, so that they learn how to discern. And then they are dependent on the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. The Holy Spirit gave us the Word of God, by the way, folks. The sword of Spirit is the Word of God. They're always going to be consistent with one another without fail. Now, the thing is, do you see the relationship that's now being fostered in this scenario between Jesus and his precious new saints? That'd go for any Christian, by the way. We've got to get our own hands and our own wills out of the matter. Folks, we got to go to the cross to be crucified with Christ, so that we're not tainting the ministry of the Holy Spirit, leading people into a relationship with Christ by intercepting the affections of people's hearts, usurping the place that Christ died to assume in the life of each of his people. That's called witchcraft, folks. Witchcraft. Exercising undue control over another individual. Listen, God has called you to control one person. In my case, he's called me to control one fool. That's me, not you. And so we've got to allow liberty for the great shepherd of the sheep to preside over the lives of others. Think about this for a minute. Now, as soon as I get somebody to begin to stop watching Joel Osteen or something like that, in other words, listen to all of my little dictates and what I have determined to be right and wrong. You see, I become a Pharisee, such as the Pharisees who had added hundreds and even maybe more of their own laws through their own pride, arrogance, self-righteousness to the law of God. And it became all about the outward. Let's let God clean the fish he catches. Let's let God do that and stay out of his way, lest you come up under his judgment. I believe there's judgment, divine judgment, on every Nicolaitan person on the earth that's claiming to be a Christian and is actually apostate, and they're ruling over the lives of others. This is witchcraft, folks. It's undue control and interfering with God, who created all individuals, with his leadership and his relationship with those individuals. We've got to be careful. In fact, we may need to repent and ask God to forgive us for any of this kind of stuff that we've done. Now, again, I talked about this extensively because I've been under that Nicolaitan dominating witchcraft spirit through many pastors in my young Christianity. And it's not just pastors now, it's individuals that are doing this kind of stuff. And so we got to be careful of that and stay in the liberty of Christ. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says that we're to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with any yoke of bondage. Also, Paul said, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, not that we have dominion over your faith. No. We're helpers of your joy. See, that's the posture that we're to have, governed by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, one to another, submitted one to another. Again, 2 Corinthians 1, 24 really harpoons, if you will, spearheads this thing. When the Apostle Paul wrote, quote, not that we have dominion, us in leadership, servant leadership as unto Christ, not that we have dominion over your faith. We didn't die for you. Jesus did. But we are helpers of your joy. Man, we're wind underneath your wings, dude. We are wind underneath your wings to help you to develop in your relationship with the one who bled to die for your sins and to bring you to a relationship with the Father and himself. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. And again, safeguardyoursoul.com offers two books on this particular subject, Predators in Our Pulpits and Deceivers and False Prophets Among Us. And I might throw in there, I Die Daily, a book that'll help you through the scriptures to have a walk in the cross of Christ every day, where you're dying and associating by faith with Christ in his death, and he's raising you up in resurrection power and life to please him. Amen. Life can only spring out of death. God bless you, friend. Again, thank you for listening.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.